the nuclear fallout. So let me ask you, is it too late? Hey yo, who's gonna take the weight?
Fresh Air Community Radio is KFAI FM Minneapolis St. Paul, online and archived at KFAI.org, the community's true voice.
The viewpoints expressed in this program are the opinions of the people expressing them and are not necessarily those of Fresh Air Incorporated, its staff, or its board of directors.
You are listening to Fresh Air Radio, KFAI 90.3 FM Minneapolis and 106.7 in St. Paul. This is Health Notes from the Hearts of a Natural Woman.
This program will inspire you, inform you, feed you healthy recipes, engage you politically, and enlighten you spiritually. Help me name it. I'm no longer doubtful of what I'm living for. And if I make you happy, I don't need to do more. Cause you make me feel. You make me feel.
Good evening. You're listening to Fresh Air Community Radio, KFAI, 90.3 FM in Minneapolis, and we're streaming online at kfai.org. And this is Health Notes from the Hearts of a Natural Woman, and I'm Kinshasha. We are talking with Natalie Davis. Her book, Body Talk Never Lies. When you understand its language, it may save your life. Natalie is a certified massage therapist, certified IAC colon hydrotherapist instructor, certified holistic rejuvenist. You just have so many credentials. I know that you have credentials in holistic health counseling. Pretty impressive resume, my darling. Welcome to Health Notes.
Thank you very much. I'm happy to be here.
How did Body Talk Never Lies come about?
Well, you know, in doing colon therapy for the last 24 years, having done more than 60,000 clients over the period through massage and colon therapy body work modalities, that I do both, this is more of a testimonial of my work. And also the client histories are authentic. And these are real authentic case histories that have come up during the course of my work that have been some of the most important and salient types of stories that have evolved. There's so many cases over the years that kind of falls into certain categories, IBS, or people having, you know, all kinds of digestive issues, constipation among them, biggest percentage. And then you've got those individuals that have been so chronically constipated that they've been everything. They've done everything, including seeing doctors and including seeing psychologists. But when they came to me, it just made a whole difference where I was able to tie it all in with holistic health counseling in the process of the colon hydrotherapy. And I wanted to share this with the public because it's not the norm. It's an inside look to what usually goes on in a therapy session that is never talked about. And I wanted to share the American public with what can happen, the relief that comes from it, the release, but also there's also an emotional connection that keeps a person constipated all the time. And even more so during this type of the economy that we're living in right now, it usually be the norm of the usual, you know, 3 days of constipation to 5 days. But now I'm seeing, as a rule in the last 3 years, almost every day people that have had chronic constipations running 2 weeks to 3 weeks without a bowel movement.
So help our listeners to understand the emotional component to the colon.
Yes, I'll be happy to do that. I've, over the years, have seen that with chronic constipation, there is a holding pattern. And this holding pattern is caused by the musculature that creates these holding patterns, not only in the colon, in particular for colon hydrotherapy, but if I'm doing massage therapy, also these holding patterns exist in the body, be it an arm pain or a leg pain. But in particular, since we're bringing in colon hydrotherapy, the access of these emotional holding patterns is directly proportionate to the readiness of the individual laying on the table when they're having a colon hydrotherapy session. They're ready to tap into the emotional things that happened in their past that still hold an emotional charge for them. As we tap into it and the readiness of the client is able to share and emote and let go of what's happening, and they're getting in touch with that feeling deep down, what's kept them stuck for all these years. Then they've had an incredible, not only emotional release, and they derive the insight from that session useful for their life to go on. They also release so well emotionally as well as physically in the process of the colon therapy. And I'll give you an example of that. Many years ago, I had a client who was 42 years, woman, 42 years old. And she came to me for chronic constipation. First 15, 20 minutes went by and I didn't get anything out. It was just clear water. She was in a real holding pattern. I looked at her and I said, you know, you're in a holding pattern. Would you like to access what's going on? And she nodded, yes, I would like that. And she said, I said, well, just if you would breathe into this process. And I said, I'm going to place my hand right here on your left side of your abdomen. And I want you to, that's your descending colon. And I want you to just bring your focus here and breathe into it. I'm going to give you a word. And then word, because this work moves very intuitionally. I said, the word is nurturing. What do you consider the most nurturing aspect of your life? And she said, well, there was like 3 minutes of silence at first. And then she started welling up with tears. I said, what is the picture? She said, I'm in this crib-like bed. I've pooped in my pants. I'm now spreading it on the walls. I said, where is your mother in all this? And she said, she's standing by the door. I want you to zoom in like a camera lens. See the facial expression of your mother. And as she did, she said, what is the facial expression of your mother? She said she's very loving and very nurturing. That key word was fundamental to triggering that memory. And she was able to then start to release as she emoted and started crying. She got in touch with the emotion that she was holding. And then she shared that her mother had died when she was about that age. That was her last memory of her mother because she had died in an auto crash and was raised by nannies and her father. So she never did get to know her mother very well. In putting this together, I said, now I want you to derive the insight from seeing how the connection of revisiting your mother's love and nurturance whenever you're deconstipated, because that's your last memory of your mother that you remember. More tears, more releasing. And at the end, she gave me a big hug and she said, Natalie, she says, I've been in 12 and a half years of psychoanalysis and no one has ever put this connection together. It was a missing puzzle for her. And it also helped clear and understand why she had held on to the constipation for so long. Because that would remember brought her back to the last vestige of what she remembered about her mother, her mother's love and nurturance through this process.
What's the connection between the emotional challenges or old patterns? The pattern that you just got done talking about was a beautiful one.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if folks will understand, well, why would there be a connectedness between someone releasing waste from their body and old emotional feelings?
That's a good question. Let me tell you, because these holding patterns is when our sense of survival becomes threatened, life becomes very untrusting. And we take on, we have holding patterns. And in this particular case, in this woman, her weakest areas was the colon where she tended to held it all. When your sense of survival is affected, that's where most people hold it, is in that colon. And they create some digestive issues. If you look at it, the metaphor of constipation, it's holding on to waste, but also the inability to go regularly to have a normal bowel evacuation. But if you look at it also metaphorically, it's like holding on to the past. What keeps us stuck? Constipation, or emotional holding patterns. And in her particular case, she associated the constipation to her mother's love and nurturance back then, what she last remembered of her mother before she died in an auto crash when she was a child.
So is most constipation connected to something emotional?
Well, I have found that there is certainly a lot going on. As I say, in this present economy, when people are stressed to the max, their sense of survival, financial worries, if they still have a job, all these types of things are all running themes that affect us emotionally, affects us in our holding patterns in our bodies. And I believe that there is a connection. And I've seen thousands of cases, and in many cases, there are a lot more people holding. And there are several more cases I can give you, but here's another example of another woman who had come in several years ago, or even as early as last week. I had another client that was in a holding pattern, couldn't release. After several minutes of clear water, I finally said, you know, you're in a holding pattern. Would you like to access what's going on? She said, yeah. I said, breathe in deeply to this area on your left side here, the descending colon. And I said, is there some particular anger issue you have right now? I said, is it your mother? And she laughed. She she didn't laugh. She just woke up like, and she says, well, how could you know that? It's exactly what it is. I'm angry at my mother. You see, so these are there is an emotional connection. I can't often explain to you how it is, but each story is individual to that particular person. But it is all tied emotionally to the colon.
In case you just tuned in, we're talking about the new book, Body Talk Never Lies. Natalie Davis is our guest this evening. When Natalie says, when you understand its language, it may save your life. How did you get into the arena of wellness, Natalie?
Oh, many years ago, after coming through a divorce personally, I kind of think that I gravitated to the healing arts as a way of healing for myself, as many of us do that come to this profession. I have come to believe that colon hydrotherapy was a calling for me. And I believe that it started way back when I was a child, because I'm one of nine children in a family and of nine children and two adults. And we lived in a three-bedroom home with one bathroom. And believe me, it was difficult to finding that life was chaotic in a three-bedroom house with that many people. But my mother would line us all up once a month with a family-sized jar of Phillips milk and magnesia sitting on the counter with a big tablespoon and a stick in the other hand. And if we all got out of line, that she'd lined us all up once a month and gave us a spoonful of this Phillips milk of magnesia as a way of cleansing and to control illness in a large family. So this was a once-a-month regimen. And look at me now. I have professionalized colon cleansing through colon hydrotherapy. But certainly I feel called to doing this work. It resonates with my heart. And to do this work, one has to be free of any judgments to be able to do this work, colon hydrotherapy, and to come from that place of heart and love and in delivering our service of care to people who need us. And I do this willingly and openly. And the last 24 years, I'm just happy to be coming to work every single day, as it still is today.
How do you combine body work with colon hydrotherapy?
As I do my normal process, they're laying on the massage table that we have, and we're conducting the colon hydrotherapy process. I happen to have a closed system. As I prepare them for the process, go over their client information form, setting their health goals as to what they want to achieve out of this process of colon hydrotherapy. In doing the massage therapy, I'm also talking with them and working with their breath at the same time with the deep breathing and focusing on the work at hand. These emotional issues sometimes come up. It isn't for every single person, because it all depends on that person, of their state of readiness to be able to deal with it. Many times people hold back their emotional release because they don't have the necessary support system back at home to be able to share these things with once they've been open wide through the emotionally, exposed emotionally. So they need that support, and often they get it here and they feel safe enough in this safe working environment that they're able to release it. And there again, it all depends on the readiness of the client, if they're able to and want to deal with the issue at hand. It'll surface if it's ready. And it's being able to recognize the signals when a person is ready to deal with emotionally what's underlying their constipated condition.
Support for KFAI comes from The Dakota, presenting Kevin Kling and Larry Long Saturday, June 20th. Storyteller Kevin Kling and troubadour Larry Long celebrate some of the fathers and father figures that helped sculpt their lives. It'll be an evening to share a laugh and maybe shed a tear as they honor the men who gave it their all. They'll be joined by pianist Will Keir for this special pre-Father's Day performance. More information about Kevin Kling and Larry Long at The Dakota is available at dakotacooks.com.
Programming on KFAI is supported by the Jamaica Minnesota Organization, inviting you to the 26th Annual Reggae Boat Ride on Saturday, June 27th. Enjoy an evening of music, community, and celebration. Learn more at jamaicamn.org.
In case you just tuned in, we're talking about the new book, Body Talk Never Lies. Natalie Davis is our guest this evening. When Natalie says, when you understand its language, it may save your life. How did you get into the arena of wellness, Natalie?
Oh, many years ago, after coming through a divorce personally, I kind of think that I gravitated to the healing arts as a way of healing for myself, as many of us do. They come to this profession. I have come to believe that colon hydrotherapy was a calling for me. And I believe that I started way back when I was a child, because I'm one of nine children in a family and of nine children and two adults. And we lived in a three-bedroom home with one bathroom. And believe me, it was difficult to finding that life was chaotic in a three-bedroom house with that many people. But my mother would line us all up once a month with a family-sized jar of Phillips milk and magnesia sitting on the counter with a big tablespoon and a stick in the other hand. And if we all got out of line, that she'd line us all up once a month and gave us a spoonful of this Phillips milk and magnesia as a way of cleansing and to control illness in a large family. So this was a once-a-month regimen. And look at me now. I have professionalized colon cleansing through colon hydrotherapy. But certainly I feel called to doing this work. It resonates with my heart. And to do this work, one has to be free of any judgments to be able to do this work, colon hydrotherapy, and to come from that place of heart and love and in delivering our service of care to people who need us. And I do this willingly and openly. And the last 24 years, I'm just happy to be coming to work every single day, as it still is today.
How do you combine body work with colon hydrotherapy?
As I do my normal process, they're laying on the massage table that we have, and we're conducting the colon hydrotherapy process. I happen to have a closed system. As I prepare them for the process, go over their client information form, setting their health goals as to what they want to achieve out of this process of colon hydrotherapy. In doing the massage therapy, I'm also talking with them and working with their breath at the same time with the deep breathing and focusing on the work at hand. These emotional issues sometimes come up. It isn't for every single person, because it all depends on that person, of their state of readiness to be able to deal with it. Many times people hold back their emotional release because they don't have the necessary support system back at home to be able to share these things with, once they've been open wide through the emotionally, exposed emotionally. So they need that support, and often they get it here and they feel safe enough in this safe working environment that they're able to release it. And there again, it all depends on the readiness of the client, if they're able to and want to deal with the issue at hand. It'll surface if it's ready. And it's being able to recognize the signals when a person is ready to deal with emotionally what's underlying their constipated condition.
Certainly, the issue of constipation in America is a big one. And many people have been using certainly doctors like to recommend Miralax, and there are other laxatives that people have used. People are able to poop because they have become, their bodies have become addicted to other sources to make sure that they go. Is there a way of being able to turn that around despite the fact that people might not have been able to go on their own for years?
Yes, and I kind of think that the, yes, there's so much, there's a plethora of stuff that you can do over the counter, certainly also by prescription but from MDs. Also, the most natural way I know through this irrigation process of colon hydrotherapy, and all we're using is purified water to irrigate out the colon. But in the process, I like to see three minimum sessions, three in a row, one day. The first day they come in, usually they're a little skittish, a little fearful of the process, but they find out it doesn't hurt. It's just the what, you know, the mind has done to them in terms of, you know, what they've done a number on themselves, thinking that's going to be a painful process, but it's not. It's just simplified. It's purified water going in very gently, softening the hard stools and helping the therapist, like myself, will massage and move along the impaction so it breaks it up. And the water will help to loosen everything and move it out. And in that process, these holding patterns have been formed over many years of holding. And one can access what's underlying the basis of the constipation. Certainly, the diet has a big factor. If they're eating a lot of heavy meat and carbs, certainly it's going to be much more impacted than one having who's a vegetarian who's eating more vegetables, for example. The emotional component is another part that has never been looked at, and that is often underlying the constipation chronically for many, many years. We've been known to be able to get people turned around in a minimum of three sessions close together, one day, next day, and the very following day, to clear them of the impaction so, and put them on our body chemistry support system to be able to get them moving along with a fiber, a digestive enzyme, and some good probiotics to get their system working again. And several clients and individuals over the years that have chronically not been able to go 2 weeks or 3 weeks by one bowel movement during that time are now going 2 to 3 times a day.
So the key for the average person would be to have a plant-based diet, begin to address the emotional imbalances that, or as you call it, holding patterns, mm-hmm. and a good probiotic.
Yes, I believe so. Plant-based diet can be 80% to 85%, and they'll need some protein if some people are still using protein-based like meats, fish, chicken. Certainly, that's that. And then watch the carb intake of the heaviness of wheat products and dairy products that tend to bind. Sugar in particular. It's increasing the water. That's the most important thing. Dehydration is a big part of constipation. And as we age, it becomes even more important, dehydration. And in our colon, as you know, we reabsorb water in our through our colon. Through the hydration process of the colon hydrotherapy, we're hydrating that colon to soften everything to move it out. So this is a good thing to do.
We're talking about our bodies this evening on Health Notes. Natalie Davis is our guest. Her new book, Body Talk Never Lies. And talk about gut intuition.
I believe that we all have the ability to become very intuitive we use our intuition almost on an everyday basis. Some people do it more than others, only because they have a more developed sense of intuition. It's more than just, you know, a hunch. It's more than just a gut feeling, or it's that sixth sense of going beyond that and having almost a visual sometimes, or even have an inner knowing about something that's there without any expectation attached to it. I feel we're all divinely led at all times. We get what we need. And in my book, talked about how this woman sat with me on a bus. I was in China. That's when I developed a sense of oneness with the work that I'm doing through massage and colon hydrotherapy. I was there to do some Toi Na, which is a Chinese method of massage therapy used in their hospitals there. And the woman sat next to me. She didn't know that out of the 16 therapists in the U.S., why to sit next to me. She was directed to do that. She followed her own intuition, but I was the only therapist in the bus at the time that was also a colon hydrotherapist. She had constipation issues, and she nudged me, and she said, "Can you help me?" I said, "What's wrong?" She says, "Well, I cannot go." I said, "Meaning you can't move your bowels?" And she nodded correctly. She says, "Can you help me?" I said, "Yes, I can. We'll have to wait till we get back to the hotel." But when I did, I ran back to my room. I got my aromatherapy oils that I usually pack on my trip to China. I ran to her room and administered an abdomen massage to move. It's called a colon massage through the abdomen. And we use the oils to kind of warm things up and move and break up things. And I gave her 8 glasses of water to drink over a 45-minute period as the water cooled, as they poured out of the hot thermos there, the thermos. She drank the warm water, and it quenched her thirst because she was feeling dehydrated there again. The diet change, not enough water. She got very constipated. So in 45 minutes, I said, "Okay, finish the last 2 glasses of water, total of 8. I said, "You should find yourself going to the bathroom within 1 hour." And so the following morning, I was sitting in the bus, ready to go to the outpatient hospital. She came into the bus, she ran up to me, and she said, "Natalie, you've saved my life." I said, how are you?" And she says, "Well, it was like a volcano eruption." She says, "How did you know I would go within an hour?" So it's the intuition combined with the knowledge of working with the human body, of doing the colon massage externally on the abdomen, combined with drinking water, all of that. And she was able to go. That's just one case of intuition. But here's a major case of intuition. I was working with a lady doing massage therapy. She'd first time coming to me for. By the second time she came again, I said, "You know, I need you to do 3 deep breaths as we work." And I detected a slight rattle in her breathing. And I said, "You know, when's the last time you had a physical exam?" And she said, "Oh, about 6-8 months ago. I'm fine. Everything's working in order." I said, "No, I'm compelled to tell you, you need to go see a doctor. And do not wait. Please do not wait. There's something going on, and it's affecting your respiration," I said. I said, "Call me and let me know after we got done with massage therapy." So 10 days later, she called me. And she says, "Natalie, I want to thank you. You very well saved my life." The doctors, through testing, found a 50-cent size hole in my heart. I said, "Well, have they scheduled you for open heart surgery?" She said, "Yes, within the week. I'm a walking time bomb." Mm. So this is the power of the work. When you're able to access through massage or colon therapy and your intuitiveness combined with the working knowledge of the body, a therapist is able to be the first responder, to be able to see and pick up things that the average person wouldn't be able to. Having that intuitive touch at the same time being intuitive, combined with the working knowledge of the body. When you know there's a deep sense something isn't right, we need to take that calculated risk and share that with a client. Otherwise, it would have been a disservice to let her just keep thinking that she was well. When I knew differently, something wasn't right. And I think sometimes it's this, you know, responsible choices that we make that define who we are in the process.
You are invited to experience the 5th Annual Soul of the Southside Festival, Friday, June 19th. Soul of the Southside is a free, Black-centered Juneteenth festival from 12 p.m. to 8 p.m. at Lake Street and Minnehaha Avenue in South Minneapolis. Two outdoor live music and performance stages will feature local black artists, DJs, drum and dance bands, spoken word artists, and more.
Free and open to all, families, elders, and communities are welcome. Soul of the Southside is also looking for volunteers. You can find more information and details at soulofthesouthside.com/volunteer.
In case you just tuned in, we're talking about the new book, Body Talk Never Lies. Natalie Davis is our guest this evening. Obviously, you have a gift. You are, speaking of intuition, you obviously intuit what's going on with the people who are called to come to you.
And that's why I never fear about the person coming to me if I'm able to handle the work, because I feel that they're always, I'm being divinely led, and so are they, to gravitate to my table. And I never fear. But when the case is bigger than what I can do for them, certainly I will have the ability to refer out to a gastroenterologist when I feel that there is something more than I can handle. And I mentioned in my book several cases. There's been a total of 36 cases over the 60,000 cases over the last 24 years where I have referred out to gastroenterologists. In all 36 cases, there was correct. There were tumors either obstructing the colon or by benign tumors or by malignant cancer tumors. So I referred those people out to gastroenterologists when the problem was bigger than what I could do for them. And I think that's important to do that.
The thing that is a little disconcerting to me as it relates to the colon is the profitability of cutting the colon. I know a very famous procedure that they do is that they cut the colon to the, you know, just cut the entire colon and attach the small intestine to the descending colon. And right. From what I understand, there's like upwards of 1 million of those a year. And even I remember I personally had a client and she was just chronically dehydrated. Certainly, if she'd have stayed consistent with colonics and we could have dealt with some emotional issues, those things could have been turned around. But it seems like the profitability of surgical techniques that so many are willing to do. This is a woman who's less than 30 years old. And certainly once you do that, you certainly can't undo it. And it's just a horrible situation. Any recommendations that you might have regarding us trusting ourselves? We don't trust that. I think that we forgot that the body's kind of a self-healing machine. It can heal a lot. And when we let others we just turn our bodies over to others, it can have some pretty horrible consequences. And so in terms of depending on doctors, for me anyway, I need to be an expert on exactly what it is that they're talking about. And I need to know what it is as opposed to me just letting you have me, because unfortunately it's kind of difficult to just discern whether or not someone is making a decision regarding my body because it's in my best interest or it's in their economic best interest.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we have to have a discerning eye and to take personal responsibility for ourselves at all times. And probably even more important, I kind of think these health insurance is sort of the necessary evil that's out there, that usually the payments are too high that, you know, it's difficult to come up with the monthly payments on those things, but it's a necessary evil to have. kind of like house insurance, too, mm-hmm. or car insurance when you drive a car.
Mm-hmm.
So self-care, the more we can do around self-care is the key thing to reassuring our own health, eating healthier, being more conscious about our eating and drinking water, and being mindful about our exercise as well, and mindful about tuning into how our body talks to us. If we're having indigestion because we've just had a humongous turkey dinner, we've got an accompanied dull ache now, well, yeah, we've taken it to the limit to where we have really eaten too much, and our body's going to let us know. And it's going to let us know through the accompanying dull ache that goes with it. Pain is usually an indication how our body speaks to us, but we don't want to wait till the pain gets so intense to get our attention that we got to deal with it. And by that time, it's much too late. It might result in surgery. So looking for the signs, tuning into our body, how the body talks to us by way of sounds, by way of pain. There's a constant communication, and we need to listen to what our body is telling us when we stretch ourselves to the max. So I kind of think, yes, the importance of self-care begins with us, each and every one of us. And I remember that our health is not a gift. It's our personal responsibility. And we make choices every day about what we're putting into our bodies, what we eat, what we drink. Every breathe, the environment we work in, if it's stressful, well, how are we taking care of ourselves to deal with the stressors of life? I've always thought that the way we eat is a microcosm of the way we live our lives. Because we're eating well, we're moving our bowels well, we're moving with the flow of life. And if we're not eating well, then we're certainly constipating ourselves in some way, and that's keeping us stuck.
That's so powerful. That's so incredibly powerful. We're talking with Natalie Davis, and I think this is probably one of the most important conversations that we've had about I'd like for us to discuss. I'm hoping that we can have ongoing conversations and go in. There's so much to talk about. And I don't know of anybody else who understands the emotional and spiritual significance of the colon. And one thing that's so important to me as a advocate for wellness and a colon hydrotherapist is to try to provide as much information, not just the brick and mortar kind of physical things, but the thing that's so powerful about Body Talk Never Lies is the amazing emotional aspect of it. And so I'm hoping that maybe next month we can have another conversation and pick some specific areas so that our listeners can understand even more thoroughly, for example, the importance of trust. Because
yes.
the things that you're talking about,
mm-hmm.
if the vulnerability and the trust that's required in order for people to do that work is essential in healing. And so we could start out with trust. We could talk about, there's just so much in this book. And
oh, yes.
And so much that you know. So
I'll be happy to.
We've been talking with Natalie Davis about her new book, Body Talk Never Lies. Their website is dnscolontherapy.com. Dates. Dates are amazing for the digestive system. As one of the most anti-parasitical foods on the planet, dates bind onto, destroy, and sweep away parasites, yeast, mold, and other fungus. Heavy metals, unproductive bacteria, viruses, and other poisonous pathogens from the gut. It makes them one of the most beneficial candida killers known to humankind. Despite the misinformation out there about dates feeding candida, dates also help restore the peristaltic function in the intestines, retraining the intestinal tract after paralysis or dysfunction to move properly and expel any rotting food. Contrary to popular belief, dates are also an ideal food for people dealing with diabetes and hypoglycemia, because they deliver vital glucose to the liver, addressing the very glucose loss that's responsible for blood sugar issues. They're also ideal for athletes and other adventurous active people, as the high potassium and fruit sugar content is perfect for refueling the brain and muscles, which rely on glucose to power you through exercise. Dates are rich in nearly 70 bioactive minerals, much higher than documented, that support the adrenal glands and help you handle life's daily challenges. One of the most heart-healthy foods available, dates also contain a record-breaking, undiscovered amount of amino acids. Similar to what happens with bananas, the amino acids in dates, such as leucine, help elevate the fruit's potassium to its highest potential in sustaining and fortifying muscle and nerves. This process also stops lactic acid from taking over the body when it's under stress. Dates are a warming food that expel dampness from organs such as the spleen and the liver, though not to the point of creating unproductive dryness. Dates are also abundant in anti-cancerous properties, making them a must for anyone seeking disease prevention and optimal health. If you have any of the following conditions, try bringing dates into your life.
diabetes, hypoglycemia, small intestinal bacteria overgrowth, cardiovascular disease, fungal infections, GERD, hypertension, lung cancer, obesity, thyroid disease, aneurysm, PTSD, narcissistic personality disorder, obsessive compulsive disorder, or OCD, adrenal fatigue, phobias, chronic sinusitis, schizophrenia, social anxiety disorder, autism, ADHD, tuberculosis, vertigo, eating disorders, insomnia, gum disease, edema. Symptoms. If you have any of the following symptoms, try bringing dates into your life. Urinary urgency, lack of focus and concentration, tremors, food allergies, sleep disturbances, panic attacks, ringing or buzzing in the ears, spasms, tics, head pain, headaches, gum pain, ear pain, cough, confusion, and brain fog. This is the emotional support of dates. Eating dates can put up a shield around you, providing protection from people who feel jealousy towards you. And while you sleep, they help to release your own stored up toxic emotions, such as fearfulness, shame, demoralization, and the sense of being judged, wronged, or bullied. Ultimately, dates strengthen your sense of purpose so you can be your most productive and enthusiastic self. Spiritual lessons. Dates teach us to shift from selfishness to selflessness. Their sweet, nourishing nature can be positively addicting. Their delicious flavor, so enjoyable that we tend to want to keep them all to ourselves. The lesson is in holding back from hoarding your supply of dates. Eat only a few at a time so you can share your bounty with others. Watching friends and family smile while they take the date sustenance into their bodies will help you cleanse yourself of greed, reorient towards giving, and ultimately recognize the truth that connecting to your inherent selflessness is an essential component of spiritual success. Tips. To experience dates' maximum benefits, eat 4 to 6 daily. If you're in need of a better night's sleep, eat 1 date 2 hours before you retire for bed. For a more profound experience from whichever form of meditation you choose, eat 3 dates before you begin your session. When you're packing for a trip that involves uncertainty about when, where, or how you'll find food along the way, seal 1 date in a plastic wrap and stow it in your pocket or baggage. You don't have to actually eat the date on your journey, although it's great for an emergency. Rather, this traveling date will be your good luck charm to help ensure you never get hungry. This information comes from the important new book by the medical medium called The Medical Medium's Life-Changing Foods, William Anthony.
Fresh Air Community Radio is KFAI-FM Minneapolis-St. Paul. Online and archived at KFAI.org. the community's true voice.
I mean, this is not the kind of music that comes from Minneapolis, Minnesota.
No.
And you're living in Minneapolis, of all places.
Minneapolis, yeah. I will always live in Minneapolis.
You will always live here?
Mm-hmm.
Why?
It's so cold, it keeps the bad people out.
Thank you, Minneapolis. We love you. Do me a favor.